Hello.
Hi there. Is it possible if I could please speak to, is it Mr. Billy Layton, please?
Yeah, my name's William Sam Layton.
Well, no problems. Hi, William. My name is also Billy, and I'm calling you today from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim for the time that you had while she was in care.
Yes.
Am I all right to take the call with you at the moment? The call will take about 5 minutes.
Okay, I just make sure
the details we have are correctly. Perfect.
Okay.
Now, what I am going to do is just make sure we've got everything down on here correctly. So, first of all, your name is William, not Billy. So, let me get that down. What's your middle name, sorry? It's William.
Same.
Can you give me your full...
S-I-M-E.
S-I-M-A?
E.
Oh, S-I-M-E, yep. William Sime.
Layton.
Layton, perfect. Thank you for that. And could I please ask you, sir, for your date of birth there, please?
26-1-57.
And in regards to the email that I can see here on the system for you, it's billylayton9620@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Could you please confirm your current home postcode and your door number, please?
28 Gunners Close, UB31, Quebec, go.
Perfect, thank you for that. Let me just have a look here. Let's see if that comes up. And is that Guinness Close in Hayes?
Yes, you got it, love.
Perfect, thank you for that. And in regards to yourself here, is there any other names other than Billy that you may have been known by?
No.
Perfect.
Always Willie, Bully. Willie.
Brilliant.
Scottish Force.
Willie. No problem.
Willie.
And in regards to yourself, sir, can I just ask you, do you know your childhood address where you was living before you was popped into care? Or do you know the area?
You're joking, Max.
Don't worry about that if not.
No, if a lot of things are blacked out. I couldn't tell you my childhood or anything.
Don't worry. Do you know where you was brought up, what part of Scotland you was in?
No.
Or you were born in it?
Keyport, Fife. Yeah.
No problem. And do you remember the name of your parents, even if it's just the first name?
What's Jane and William.
Jane, Dad, William. And is that William Layton, do you know?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you for that. And in regards to yourself, I don't expect you to know the answer to everything, so just the best you can. Do you know what kind of council put you into care? So was it like Fife Council, Glasgow?
Not a clue.
Don't worry.
I think it would be Dundee.
Possibly Dundee. Perfect. Thank you for that. Now, in regards to yourself, just because I can let you know, with you being over the age of 65, we will be able to fast-track your case for you, so we will put it as urgent. Now, that just means that the case will go through a little bit faster for you, because, of course, your age will help you with that, okay? So I've made sure that I have made your case aware as urgent. What we do need from you is a next of kin. So do you have anybody, like a family member, a child, a friend, who, for any reason, anything was to happen to you, you would be happy for them to receive the money instead?
That's a hard one.
Can I take the name of your who you would like to use as the next of kin, please?
My next of kin's... Wilma Kilbrick.
Wilma Kilbrick, and is she a friend? Is that a daughter? Is it niece?
Sister.
Sister, no problem whatsoever. Now, would you by any chance just be able to get a contact number for her, please?
I'm going to have to think about that. Hold on.
Take your time, do not worry.
Wait. My mate's got a phone number, actually. He's been trying to sort of sleep for donkeys.
Mate,
come on. Come on, Clay. I know you
don't worry, honestly, I've got the time in the day, don't worry.
Her name's Wilma Kilbrick. Right, her husband's called Ian. He used to live in Dundee, but they now live in Brechin.
No problem. So it's as long as we have them on the system, that is just somebody who we know we can give your money to, and you'd be happy for them to receive that if anything was to happen to you.
Yeah. Okay, Lush. Yeah, this is scary.
Don't worry. Well,
no. On you go, Lush.
Can I ask you, do you know what age you was placed into care?
5, 6.
5, 6 years old, no problem. And out of you and your siblings, how many siblings do you have?
No clue.
I'm not aware.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Do you know, with Wilma, so you have siblings, is it only Wilma that you know, or have you,
no,
do you know of other brothers?
I have sister Jane, Andrew, I know a lot of them. They turned out, either way, when I left the military, I was 32, that they turned up in my house through the blue. I didn't even know any of them. I still don't.
And you didn't know?
They're still turning up in my door, Lush. I'm your sister, brother, whatever. And
that is not a problem.
No, I'm freaking mute.
Can I ask you, do you know, was you the only child that you was aware of in care, or did you go to care with Wilma at the same time?
No. Lush. From the time I was a bairn to the time I was 13, before I joined the army, I was in care.
So you were in care from from around 6 years old till you was around 13?
Yes.
13.
And I still don't trust people.
Which I totally understand, and I will make sure that I will guide you through this whole process to get you everything that you're entitled to. No money can take away what you've had to deal with, but I can reassure you we will make sure we do help you get that. Now, do you know the names of any of the care homes that you was in?
St. David's. St. Andrew's.
St. David's. Well, these are very familiar ones that people have mentioned to myself, actually. I was speaking to somebody yesterday who was in St. David's and he was in St. Andrew's. Now, because of this will help strengthen the cases as well, because majority of people are from these same kind of care homes and same kind of border skills and things like that. So because of that, of course, this will help strengthen your case. So you remember being in St. David's. You remember being in St. Andrew's. Was you ever in St. Patrick's?
No.
No problem.
My family's already been reading this. Right? This is 5 years ago. My family got in touch with me. And I just came out with some person in Edinburgh. Anyway, the phone mate, I talked to them, and then they sent me a letter. If you didn't, anyway, I had a flood. The upstairs twice. Anyway, I lost all the letters and all that crap. Now, I lost contact with my family, my sister, Pixie. I call her Pixie. She's wee. I'm 6 feet.
She's
definitely
like a Pixie for you then, isn't she?
Yeah, but she's been through this crap. her and her sister Jean, my sister Jean, right, they went to a dick in of St. Patrick's or whatever. But they got abused and all that. I was saying.
Do you have a contact number for them two sisters? I will give them a call.
No,
today.
I'm on Facebook. I don't phone people.
I've got it.
Okay.
So, if you do speak to them, I will always add you onto WhatsApp anyway after this call, so you can keep updated with me. And then if you speak to your sisters and they would like to look into this, I can always take their number through WhatsApp, so don't worry, okay?
Okay, Lush.
No problem. Let me get this on here, dude.
Okay, send me your email address.
And their phone number.
So
and your phone number.
I can
give you
the pictures
number. Yeah. So I sent you an email. So, sorry, sir, there's a few questions that I need to ask you, and I do need to take a statement from you. And I have already sent an email over that I will need you to send me back. I will help you with that, so do not worry. Now, do you know the reason why you were sent to care at all, sir?
No, a clue. I'm just a kid.
Don't worry, that's fine. That is not a problem at all. And was it just St. David's and St. Andrew's you remember being in?
No. Carrington.
That was hell.
Carrington and Fife.
Carrington, is that C-A-R-L-I-N?
Carrington. Carl and Den.
Carl and Fife. Den.
Yes, Fife, Scotland.
Scotland. The and was
family,
that her home, or was they foster
the
family?
No, the family, it was the Fenman.
So when you went to Carl and Den, was they like a foster family where you had to stay with them?
Yes,
they
were a foster family, but...
Foster family.
No, less. They were murder.
They was murder. They was murder. So what I'm going to do for
my
you,
brother,
darling,
my brother Andy lined up with malnutrition, and if it was me for my next door neighbour, myself and my brother would have died. They didn't feed us, they beat us, they done.
Sorry.
Oh, I've not talked to this shit like this for you.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
I've never known
him. No, I've got a mate here. He doesn't know shit.
I don't know this.
Which is understandable, and I understand it's a very touchy subject, and also it's not nice for me to have to make you relive this. Of course, the more information I take will help strengthen your case, and I am very, very sorry to hear this is what you have been through. I can reassure you I will make sure that we do get you a maximum amount of what we possibly can get you back. The more information I take will just help me strengthen your case, because the more names you mention or the more places you mention, the same places as other people, that will help put two and two together where they say, right. People from different parts of Scotland have been to this same care home and have been treated the same way from the same people. I'm getting it here. Whilst you and your brother Andy were staying with the family of Carl and Den. With the family, Carl and Den. This was the worst time. It was left to starve. Was beat to death. Was the police ever involved when you was living at Carl and Den's?
Carl and Den? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I've seen, what do you call them? Yeah, I did. The police were there, ambulance there, and nothing. I'm trying to remember what. My brother was in hospital, right, and the next door neighbours, I was then phoned the police, right. We used to go next door to get fed. When the only thing I got in that house was cod liver oil. And we used to eat the rice paper off the walls, me and my brother.
So sorry.
I used to sleep under the stairs, and when we sat down the stairs, we had to sit cross-legged, hands behind our heads, not look at the TV, not speak. And when he tell you to get up, you had to rub this oil in his head. Oh. Anyway.
So sorry.
No, no. Oh. I'm near Christmas. I'm near crying.
I'm literally writing every that part of this down for you, so do not worry. I am listening to everything that you have made me aware of. And then we just make you and your siblings sit down.
I'm 68 years old, and you made me remember this. Ooh. No, I need to get myself my caseload. No,
I understand this is very hard for you to relive this.
Yes.
In regards to that foster family, how would they hit you? What would they hit you with?
The son used to kick my brother down the stairs. He thought it was funny. He never done it to me. I was a rebel. I said, if you ever do that again, I will kill you. No, I didn't. No, my brother, he was my brother. And I protected him. Even today, I still protect him. Family's family, Russ.
Yes, most definitely.
Anyway.
Did they ever, in regards to how it was, they the first family that you went to before you went to a care home, or did you go to them after the care home?
No. We went to a place. And it was later far, but it was later. Now I remember this. It was next door to school. Anyway, my brother Andy, he missed his mum. Anyway, the only thing he cried. Me, I've been a stubborn person all my life since then. And he hid under a bath. In a greenhouse. He was crying, it took him 57 years. He got peace. He got married, he had kids. I don't speak to him now, he's grown up now. Doesn't need me.
But like you said earlier, family's family, and you'll always be there for each other, and he'll never forget the memories that you had with him or how you was there to comfort him.
No. He broke my heart a few times, but he's still my brother.
So sorry to hear this.
No.
When you then went on to St. David's, what was it like there?
Homosexual thieves. I couldn't read, write, use a fork, knife. Anyway, we used to get picked on, especially my younger brother with the homos. That all changed. Now it changed. Yeah.
Did they ever use any force against you? Would they resist?
They've done my brothers.
Did they ever call you any names or anything like that?
Excuse me?
When you was at St. David's, do you ever remember any of the staff members, or do you ever remember any of them saying any nasty names to you or sexually abusing yourself or your brother?
No. There was a lot of running calls, Mrs. Logie. old woman. She ruled it like a person.
Mrs. Wally, was that?
Wogie. L-O-G-I-E. I even remember.
You would.
Now, two gay boys, Robert Michael and, what's the other one? Michael.
And was they two staff members there?
No.
Were they children?
We were kids. They were 16. They were 16. They ruled that place. Right, you used to get 5 pence every Saturday to go to the pictures. And he used to take it off us and tell us, go and steal this, go and steal that. If you didn't, you got a kick in it at night. You could hear the young boys crying. And then the older boys are like that, watch yourself. And that's the way we lived. Day to day. All my life.
Is your child, it is your life.
No, I was a kid.
Child. It is your life.
So sorry to him. From there, when you then went on to St. Andrews, what was it like being in St. Andrews?
I ran away from that place 21 times. I said, St. Andrews, please, I met one guy once. I went through to see an army mate in St. Andrews, and he recognised me. He says, I know you. You're the runner. I says, what do you mean, runner? You escaped from St. David's. That goes, yeah. Long time ago.
And what was it like there while she was at St. David's? What was it like? Did they give you food there? Did they try and lock you away?
I couldn't use a fork and knife. I didn't care how to spell. I couldn't do my maths. Anybody got in my face, I hit them. That's the way it was. I didn't go to school. Because people try to bully me. I'd beat them up, even beat a teacher up. I was only a kid. I didn't like people touching me or going near me.
You still don't.
And my mate just says, he still did. You can't touch him. I've been married twice, Liz.
When I walk past, but I can't hug him. He gets
gay. Oh, look at that.
I can't.
Thing.
Nah.
Did they used to hit you or lay hands on you or anything like that in St. Andrews?
I don't like people putting their hands on me.
He's got a busted kneecap. He's a soldier.
And when
you went to St. Andrews, was they in St. Andrews, did they hit you or anything like that?
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Oh, Christ. It was ruled by a law of whip. Old cane. You got the cane. I've had that a few times.
In here, can I ask you, did you ever feel any support of anybody? Did they try to keep you away from your family?
I don't care about that was. Can I say something?
Yeah.
When I left the military, right, I went up to social care in Dundee.
I get that on here. And then was the last place you went, was that with the Foster family of Carl and Dan?
No, no. When I left the military, I went up to study social care and asked for my records. And Lassie says, you don't want your records. I says, no, I want my records. She says, no, you don't want your records. Leave it. And that was the last time until my sister phoned me. She says, these people are going to phone you. I started being there. Anyway, I brought back bad memories. Anyway, I gave that a miss. And then I got in contact with you.
I will make sure I get this sent off for you right away.
Okay,
anybody doesn't trust in. So I'm just making them aware now, you don't trust in anybody. You don't trust in anybody whatsoever. It has affected you on your life. Of course, you have got PTSD. He will never...
Yes.
How, in regards to your life, is it the case where it's affected you with sleeping, going out and things like that as well?
Everything. I don't trust people. My social life is zipped.
Can I ask you, in regards to this, throughout any of this time of being here, do you remember yourself being sexually abused in any way, shape or form?
I wouldn't let anybody do. No, I was wise when I was a babe. My foster family says, you're old before your time.
Did your father did?
No,
and in regards to yourself, did you manage to get your sister's number for me before, Wilma, or can I use your friend as an emergency contact, the one there with you at the moment?
Yeah, you could do that, Lass.
What's his name?
Our name's Wilma Kilbrook.
Kilbrook, and what's her mobile number?
Eh?
Your sister's number, what's her
number? I'll have to give you tomorrow. Can you leave a number and I can get it filled out of your phone?
Yeah, perfect. So what I need at this moment anyway is I'm going to message you on WhatsApp in a second on this number.
I need
a picture of his ID sending over, and I need a picture of a letter that's registered to him in the last 3 months. This is for yourself, William. This is just to make sure it is you that's receiving the payment. Now, you will be looking at anything from £10,000, and you will be looking at anything. What the average claim is at the moment is around about £48,000. Now, that's for you. We will make sure we get you the top end of what we can. Again, we understand no money will take away what you have had to deal with, but I can reassure you, if we can get you something back, we most definitely will get you back the maximum end of this. Because you are over the age of 65, we are going to fast-track your claim for you.
Excuse me, I'm not under the age of 65, was.
No, you're over the age of 65, sorry. Because you're over 65, your case is fast-tracked. So that means that they'll basically, instead of it taking 12 months, it can take anything up to half a year for you to be paid out. Now, I will always have you on WhatsApp, so you can always track your claim with me at any time whatsoever. What I also need you to do is you have had an email sent over from the solicitor. That will be in your emails. Can you just see if you've got that for me, please?
I can't do that. You're on the phone.
Right, what I'll do then is I will explain to you what to do and I will call you back in 10 minutes if you've done that. So if when I come off the phone, could you please go onto your email and you will have a document that's at the top of your email from MMA Legal. What I need you to do is click on that. It will say sign document.
Yeah.
And it will then say, it will say proceed to document. When you click on that document, all you have to do, there will be a box which says signed by client with a red star beside it. Once you click on that, it will automatically sign your name for you, because I've typed your name in, it will automatically sign it. You then just need to press OK, and that will come back through to me. So if you can do that for me, I will call you back in 10 minutes, and I'll send you a message on WhatsApp as well now. OK, sir?
OK. No bother.
All right, darling.
Thank you
very much. Speak to you in 10 minutes. No problem whatsoever. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Right.